At 8 o'clock the next morning, a faint kind of dawn awoke us. Rays of daylight glinted from the lava walls. We were able to see objects around us with ease.
"We have only just reached the ground level of the island,"
said the professor.
"This long vertical tube, which starts at the bottom of the crater of Sneffels, stops here at sea level."
We consulted the barometer to confirm this, but my uncle said he would prefer to use the manometer from this point. With the weight of air becoming greater than its pressure at sea level, our barometer would now become useless. "But," I asked my uncle, "how will we be able to stand the increasing pressure?"
"We shall descend very slowly, and so our lungs will gradually get used to breathing condensed air,"
he said.
"It is well known that aeronauts have gone so high as to be nearly without air at all. As we descend, we may perhaps have too much. We shall see."
As my uncle made this remark, he turned on the Ruhmkorff lamp. Hans was carrying the second lamp, which he also switched on. The effect was magical. This most ingenious application of electricity to practical purposes was to enable us to move along by the light of an artificial day. Lava flowing through this tunnel in 1229 had lined it with crystals of opaque quartz. Limpid clusters of natural glass hung from the roof and seemed to take fire as we passed beneath them. "Magnificent!" I couldn't help shouting at the wonder of it all.